Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World and another edition. Let me tell you all about today's program. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a very interesting gentleman. We've had him on the broadcast before. He is Ford's historian, and he is going to be telling us all about the 100th anniversary of the moving assembly line, as well as looking ahead to the future as to what Ford has got in store as far as taking the manufacturing process to even higher levels. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, he's an author of a very interesting book about the American Motors Corporation. It is called The Rise and Fall of America's Last Independent Automaker. Also joining us in hour number two of the program will be Don Jones, the old car guy himself. And Don has been out looking for just that, old cars, and usually spends a great deal of his time on the road. He's also working on an upcoming television show in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. We're going to be joined by the head of Ram Truck Marketing for the Ram brand, Dave Sowers. Recently, I had the opportunity to spend some time in California sampling the entire 2014 Ram truck lineup, the heavy-duty pickup trucks, the 1500 light-duty, as well as the ProMaster van. So we'll find out all about those products and more, including the new diesel power plant from Ram, coming up a little later on in today's broadcast. Mike Taylor will also be on board with us. He's National Sales Manager of Exato. You hear their commercials here. They're a great supporter of the broadcast, and they make a great product lineup that I 100% totally endorse. So if you want to extend the life of your older vehicle, this is not snake oil. Believe me, I've been doing this automotive radio stuff on the national scale for more than 20 years, and this Exato product works. It's the real deal. Don't be afraid of it. Check it out. Order it. Our telephone number, toll-free from anywhere across North America, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, or even easier, it's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. We'll throw out a trivia question, and also we're giving away some free wash drops to those folks who would like to try out a new way of washing your vehicle without having to use a hose. And it's very environmentally friendly. All you have to do is, after you wash your vehicle with this non-abrasive solution, is dump your bucket of water onto the grass, or you could even dump it on a flower garden or a vegetable garden. It's very cool. Just send me your name, address, and telephone number to Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, and we will hook you up. Joining us now on the broadcast is a gentleman I always enjoy spending time with, and I think we're going to spend the whole hour with him because I really love hearing all the great stories he has to tell. He is Ford's historian, and the gentleman's name is Bob Krepke. Bob, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bob. Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background before we tell everybody about this wonderful story of Ford celebrating the 100th anniversary of the moving assembly line. How long have you been Ford's official historian, and what a cool job that must be?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun, Bob, and the history never ends. You know, it's an unbelievable wealth of material out there, especially from our company that has a great history. As you know, I've been with the company for 38, 39 years now, but I've been the corporate historian for about 25 of those.
That's great. And, of course, during the last 25 years, we've seen so many milestones from Ford, including the big 100th birthday celebration that you guys had in Dearborn back in 2004. I remember fondly those experiences and those great events that you put on. That was just a spectacular event, but it seems like each and every year there's a great milestone to talk about, and this is a big one here, the 100th anniversary of the moving assembly line. Tell our listeners all around North America a little bit about this invention, which was invented by Henry Ford himself at, you told me a little bit earlier today, at the age of 50, which made me feel really great.
Yeah, that is good for most of our listening audiences. Hope for a shit, but the bottom line is the integrated moving assembly line for automobiles. What a revolutionary process! And it all started. Actually, it culminated back in the year 1913, October. And we had been experimenting with that for a number of years prior to that. Henry Ford watched the cars being made, and they were being made one at a time prior to that. And what would happen is you'd have like 12, 14 people gather around the car. They were all automotive mechanics and engineers, and they'd start assembling this car stationary, and they'd bring all the parts and put on the parts to this car. Well, Henry Ford studied that along with some of his lieutenants, and they realized that hundreds, thousands of footsteps were being spent constantly putting these together. And over the year's time, that was, he calculated, miles of inefficiency. So consequently, he was thinking of a better way to put these vehicles together and get the production figures up. At the time, in about 1910, we could produce about 100 cars per day. Mm-hmm. And Henry Ford's vision was 1,000 cars or more a day. So the only way they could do that is by studying other ways of assembly, and they did. They studied meat packing in Chicago, the use of conveyors to bring the product around. They also studied how they made rifles by passing them from one person to the next and putting the individual part on. And watches were made that way, too. But nobody thought they could build a big item like an automobile with 3,000 moving parts that way. But they kept working on it, and they devised a way where they would, you know, put little wheels underneath the chassis and send it to the men and women. And that was what it's all about, placement of workers and machines to save time and the amount of labor.
Fascinating stuff, Bob. Let's talk about the first moving assembly line and how it really revolutionized the business. As you pointed out, building a car, a single vehicle, went from 12 hours to literally less than a couple of hours. And what a remarkable achievement that was, not only for productivity as far as building more and more vehicles, but also, I would imagine, in saving costs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's not much different than the principles that we abide by today in manufacturing and assembly and producing a product, and that is that the more you make and the more you can sell and market, the lower you're going to drive those costs down, both to you and the ones that you pass on to your customer. And there was all types of sidebars to this moving assembly line. It also standardized parts.
Oh, so cool.
Better quality.
When we come back on the other side, I want to go back once again 100 years to the beginnings, just before they put the moving assembly line online at the Ford Motor Company. Lots of great information straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're talking about Ford's history with Ford historian Bob Kreptke here on the broadcast. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, and we may throw out a trivia question a little bit later on in this hour, but Ford is celebrating its 100 years here since the introduction of the moving assembly line, which really not only transformed the automotive industry, but many other industries as well. And it was invented by Henry Ford himself. And Bob is telling us all about the nuances of this amazing development in manufacturing. And Bob, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, the new process of using the moving assembly line really streamlined the building of the Model T Ford. And not only did it save time and money, but also I was surprised to learn from you a little bit earlier today that even back then, more than 100 years ago, they were using what I always thought was a more modern day approach, and that is, you know, only having enough parts in house, so to speak, to build the cars that you're building for that particular period. A lot of the new car manufacturers these days, they operate that way. They don't have a lot of backlog of parts. They have deliveries, train or otherwise, and Henry Ford was doing that 100 years ago.
That's correct, Bob. We use that term today, just in time. And that applies to where you have a supplier, often right near your facility in that, and he delivers the parts as you need them. And it's a nice way of getting around having to store a lot of parts that perhaps would be used or not used depending on your volumes that you're dealing with. Now, back in the early days, it was almost a necessity to operate like that. Interesting, everything seems to be cycles. But back then, these early factories were not built on a lot of property. They were, you know, often within city limits and that. And consequently, there was no room to store parts. So they were practicing just in time out of necessity. The same with delivering the car after it was built. Out the back door, you literally ran it right over. Usually you had a railroad line right next to your factory, and you put these finished products on it and shipped them all over. And that's kind of, you know, the preferred way of doing it even today.
Oh, absolutely. That is so true. When you take a look at what the assembly line did, the moving assembly line, it simplified the assembly of the Ford Model T's 3,000 parts by breaking it into 84 distinct steps performed by groups of workers as a rope pulled the vehicle chassis down the line. Hey, how cool is that? See, I had no idea that they were actually pulling the vehicle by rope. That's quite an interesting little factoid, Bob.
Well, yeah, that was the very early humble beginnings of it. By 1913, which is what we're celebrating, the 110th anniversary of it, it was already on a motorized conveyor that was bringing it along and that. But you're absolutely right. When we first did the time studies in that, we had a gentleman Charlie Sorensen, that actually pulled the chassis down the line, and they did time studies to see how quickly could a person walk over there and put their particular part on the vehicle and then move to the next station and that. It sounds very, very primitive. Interestingly enough, even though lots of innovations, and we can talk about those, have taken place, it's still the basic premise. Mm-hmm. And it's there so that Ford, especially, I'm bragging up Ford, I work for them, could supply mobility to everyone in the world. And that's what literally made it possible for all the other car companies, too. In fact, we like to say that it was Ford's greatest contribution to the automotive manufacturing field.
So true. When you look at Ford's history, eventually Ford built a Model T every 24 seconds and sold more than 15 million worldwide by 1927, accounting for half of all automobiles then sold. And as you pointed out, Bob, this technology of a moving assembly line not only helped additional automakers, but also manufacturers of lots of other goods as well. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. That invention raised the bar for everybody, and it not only showed other manufacturers of machinery, whether it was a washer machine or a tractor implement or whatever, it also demonstrated to the manufacturing world that you could apply this moving assembly line to many complicated pieces of machinery that needed to be built. And it also developed special hardware that was needed and tooling that was needed. People went into the business of actually, as today, developing special conveyor belts, gravity slides. And then today, gosh, robotics, automation, vision systems, and all of the great techniques that have been added to that moving assembly line throughout time. The actual innovations are never ending, and of course the innovations of the past are what fuel the future.
So true, and we're going to talk about the future and what Ford's got in store, but let's go back to 1914 for a moment. This is the year that Ford introduced something huge, and some of our younger listeners are going to laugh, but you got to realize, back in those days, folks didn't make the kind of money that folks do today. Ford instituted the $5 workday, and this was huge.
This was a great, great innovation and a great thing for humanity. And actually, I like to tell everybody, and it's true, that it contributed tremendously to creating the middle class in America. Prior to us introducing that $5 a day for an 8-hour work day, people were making, for skilled laborers and that, about $2.36. And we like doubled it, and more than doubled it. And the bottom line was, it was done actually to stabilize the workforce. It couples itself with this moving assembly line.
Oh, what a great story. When we come back on the other side, more with Ford historian Bob Kretke as we tell you about the 100th anniversary of the moving assembly line. Our telephone number, if you've got a question, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these important messages.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
He is the official historian for the Ford Motor Company, Bob Kretke, and he's going to be with us for this entire hour. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. If you have any questions about Ford's history, Henry Ford, if you have any questions about the moving assembly line, the 100th anniversary of the moving assembly line, now would be a great time to get on board. And we'll throw out a trivia question here and see if you folks can get this one. Why don't we make it an easy one here, Bob? We'll give out some free stuff, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Whoever can tell us what vehicle in the Ford lineup succeeded the Model T? What was the next model after the Model T? That's an easy one. 855-660-4261, and we are live all across North America, so don't be a stranger. There are a lot of weekend programs that are taped, and we are not one of them. We are live, so give us a call, 855-660-4261. As we were talking about, Bob, this invention of the moving assembly line not only revolutionized automobile building, but also significantly revolutionized the build of many other consumer products. And certainly, when you go to the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, and I certainly encourage anybody who is in the Dearborn area right now, in the Detroit area, if you've never been, you must go. If your travels take you to the Dearborn area, you must check it out. I've had the pleasure of doing a couple of live broadcasts from there, and this is a real testimony not only to Ford's great work, but also the impact that Ford had on American culture and the way that we live today. I mean, it all started back with these great pioneers like Henry Ford.
That's right, Bob. You know, we like to say that moving assembly line and the $5 work, they changed the way all people worked and lived after that. You know, the development of the automobile is just a fabulous story about the development of America. Also, people didn't travel more than 20 miles from their home, usually back in the early days. And with the advent of the car, and also especially the Model T, that put the world on wheels, everything else attached to that automobile started to flourish. There were obviously people that made all kinds of options for those automobiles. The roads improved. And the Model T, thanks to that moving assembly line, we stepped up the production. And as you know, Bob, the Model T was the by far the greatest selling vehicle of the 20s, and really only in latter days was beat the 15 million models that we built of the Model T was only beat by Volkswagen Beetle. So it's a pretty incredible accomplishment, and the impact that it had. Coupled with some of the other milestones that we did, like that $5 a day for 8 hours of work, really revolutionized assembly and manufacturing and the entire workforce in the country.
It is absolutely true, and folks can check out a wonderful in-depth new documentary as part of the Ultimate Factories program. And it's coming up on Friday, October 18th, all about Ford's 100th birthday of the moving assembly line. Tell us a little bit more about what we can look forward to seeing.
Well, we helped on producing that particular show, and I think there'll be a lot of interesting material in there, including you know, what it's all about today. You had mentioned about going to the Henry Ford Museum, and that, you know, combined with that is a tour of the new Rouge truck plant. And that incorporates, the latest, greatest techniques. And, you know, it is amazing, Bob, to watch vehicles. I mean, I never grow tired of going over there and watching how these vehicles are put together. And they come out the other end as this beautiful vehicle that we often take for granted. You know, it's amazing. I mean, we could talk for hours about this, but it is an unbelievable machine when you think about it. It has to run in extreme heat and start in extreme cold weather. Mm-hmm. It keeps you warm, keeps you dry. It's nothing's like it on Earth. And you can live in them practically. You probably can. But the bottom line is, you know, when you watch these things being assembled, the new assembly lines, you know, they're so ergonomically minded. They raise the vehicle to the heights of the worker as he's putting his part on, and the vision systems, and including the tooling. You know, now when you screw a part on the car, it's actually computerized, and it says, uh-oh, that bolt is going on too tight or not tight enough. I mean, it's pretty precision. Mm-hmm. You're starting to get a real, real tremendous quality beyond what was thought of.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're playing trivia here and having some fun with Bob Kroepke, the historian for the Ford Motor Company. Easy trivia question out there about the vehicle that succeeded the Model T Ford in the Ford lineup. We've got Steve in Iowa standing by. Steve, we'll get you in a moment and invite more calls as well. 855-660-4261. In conjunction with the celebration of the 100th anniversary of the moving assembly line, Ford has outlined some tremendous new goals. By 2017, Ford will increase its global flexible manufacturing facilities by 25%, having an average of four different models being built at each plant. And again, this points out to me what a global automotive marketplace we are a part of right now, Bob.
Well, it's really fabulous. And, you know, in the past, We have operated globally in that, but nothing like what we are today. Actually, in the early days, way back at the turn of the century, Ford Motor Company in the early years, we were global. We shipped cars all over the world, and then we started early assembly plants in some of those other countries. But today, they've really concentrated on the platforms. And as you said, we build multi-vehicles off of a platform in a plant. So literally, in flexible manufacturing, we can build multi-models off of that same platform. It's really fascinating to watch, and it has made them much more efficient, much more meeting the customer's needs. It's a great combination. And, you know, we often forget about Henry Ford himself, you know. Right now, this year, we're celebrating his 150th birthday.
Wow.
And all this year, we've been doing things to honor Henry Ford, and I think he'd be so happy to see that this was continuing, and we were on the radio today talking about this, you know. He loved the automotive field, obviously, and he'd be so glad that it was continuing.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Let's go to Steve in Iowa. Let me see if I can put him on the air. Looks like not working, so Matt, punch up Steve. Steve, welcome to Auto World. Thanks for listening to us on Newstalk 1540 KXEL. When we come back on the other side, we're going to get your answer to the trivia question, and also if you have any questions for Bob Kretke from Ford, we'll address those. More cool stuff straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations all across North America and around the world via the internet, GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and TraumaMax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from jasonlewisteam.com. Now how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We're having so much fun with Bob Krepke, Ford's official historian. And we've got a trivia question out there. 855-660-4261 is the number. Let's go to Steve in Iowa. Steve, listening on KXEL, thank you very much for hanging in there. How you doing?
Pretty good.
You want to take a stab at the question, which vehicle came after the Model T in the Ford lineup, history-wise?
Would it be the Model A?
What do you think, Bob?
Think we've got a winner. Yep, that's exactly right. It is the Model A, and that's a good question. Actually, a lot of people in the audience, I know their parents probably owned one of those, you know, and it's a great car, and it is kind of interesting how you'd think in the alphabet the A would not follow the T, But it was done that way on purpose because it was actually to commemorate the very first vehicle we built in 1903, which was in fact a Model A. So we actually have two Model A's that we had in our history.
What a great story. Steve, hang on the line and Matt will get all of your information, name, address, telephone number. We'll send you out a cool prize from the Busted Uncle Garage as well as some samples of wash drops. So big news here. Ford is expanding its global flexible manufacturing facilities by 25% by the year 2017. It's the largest manufacturing expansion in 50 years with 8 new assembly plants and 3 new power plants globally to support growth and retain approximately 130,000 manufacturing jobs around the world, and that's music to my ears. That because too many of those manufacturing jobs have been tossed aside in recent years. So this is good news.
Absolutely, Bob. It's the best news. You know, everything pretty much in life is cycles, and boy. You know, we've lived through some pretty rough times here just recently, and it is so, so nice to see it coming back. And it will be what makes America strong, is bringing back this manufacturing. You know, it's kind of interesting. I tell my audiences all the time that about one out of every four jobs in America is linked to the automotive, and you know, when you drive down the street, you look at car washes, gas stations, parts stores, dealerships, banks that loan the money. It goes on and on and on, including our radio show today. And
that is so
the bottom
true.
Line, the bottom line is, it's a huge industry, and it deserves to come back in a big way, and it will be the thing that leads us out of this recession.
That's great. Well, let's talk about some of the advanced manufacturing techniques that Ford
yes.
continues to ramp up. And some of the stuff sounds so cool, you're going to have to tell us about it. 3D printing, tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's so interesting how we've combined the latest, greatest techniques, whether it's virtual or 3D printing, where you're able to actually get these renderings that look like artist renderings from, like, the CAD cams and that. You know, that was the first wave. Now we have these 3D drawings that are just unbelievable. And what it does is it helps shorten the times for development and research. And it's just fabulous what you can do combined with vision systems on the actual assembly line itself. You know, in the older days, paint, for instance, you know, you'd have paint jobs that had imperfections in them and so on. Now you're able to detect all of that stuff, and the quality is incredible, Bob. That's all I can tell you. And if you saw it, you'd believe it, you know?
Certainly robotics has become very commonplace, and it's amazing to see those robotics at work, as well as something which is called a virtual simulation. Tell us
yes.
about some of these advanced techniques.
Well, just as we hear about virtual lots of things, what that means is without having the actual property there, you can create it. So it's virtual, so that you could be in the vehicle and you can feel it and see where the steering wheel is in relationship to you. And if you extend that to the future in that, it's very, very possible that you can simulate things before they happen. And that's all going to relate to cars talking to one another in the future. In other words, I'm going down the street and I don't realize that a truck up ahead has dumped some nails on the road or something mm-hmm. like that. Well, that car that's about to hit those nails tells all of us behind us, uh-oh, you know, there's something not right. And consequently, that car will be told to brake and that. It's amazing what's out there, you know, and what's just around the corner. Obviously, it's all taken place thanks to the computer age and that. In other words, things are able to think and help us. Nothing will replace human beings. I don't want the audience to think that, you know, that literally it's going to be completely autonomous and drive completely for you. It will always take a human being and human beings to figure out the problem.
That's absolutely so true, Bob. When we look at down the road here, some of the things that that Ford is planning to do in the not-too-distant future, 2017, an estimated 100% of Ford vehicles will be built on 9 core platforms, which
yes.
will be boosting manufacturing efficiency per platform while giving customers the features, the fuel economy, and the technology that they want anywhere in the world. That's great news.
It is great news, and you know, one of the things, just as the moving assembly line took an individual factory and made it standardized, if we can do this globally and get more standardization, it is fantastic. It's kind of like saying, gosh, why are there, I'm making this up, but why are there 24 different exhaust systems on a car?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it be standardized? And that's what this is all about. it's not an easy thing to institute. It's much harder than you can imagine. I mean, these are huge factories that you're talking about, and to be honest with you, nobody likes to close them down when you change them over and that. But you must stay current and modern to stay ahead of the curve. And that's one of the things that a great company like the Ford Motor Company is able to do. And that's why it's sustainable. It's still around.
Bob, when you look back at some of the core principles that were a part of Henry Ford's philosophy, quality parts,
yes,
workflow, division of labor, efficiency, all those still very much resonate today.
Oh, they do. The philosophy, and as I was saying before, you know, we're celebrating this 150th birthday of Henry Ford, and he was a great proponent of literally waste minimization, efficiency. And, of course, all of that ties in with everything we've been talking about today, mass production. And that moving assembly line that we're celebrating, that was a piece of it and still is. And all of our suppliers working in harmony with us in that. It's a very complicated system, very complex. But it works. When it works like a clock, it's amazing what you can do.
Well, this has just been a fascinating hour. And, again, we encourage everybody to check out coming up not that far down the road, so to speak, on the National Geographic channel. We'll have an in-depth new documentary as part of their Ultimate Factories program airing on Friday, October 18th. And that's going to be a real cool thing to see. And it's always cool to have you on the radio here, Bob. We could do a whole nother hour. We'll have to get you back soon. I always enjoy your appearances here on the broadcast.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.